Hello everyone, welcome to On the Regular. When the social contracts we depend upon unravel simultaneously with stalled progress and overhyped digital fixes, what is truly left for us to hold on to in this world right now? You sit at a kitchen table, your 21-year-old son looks you in the eye, he asks if you really have any friends, the air leaves the room, silence stretches between you. When you think about who you can call, your thumb hovers over names you haven't spoken to in months, maybe years. This isn't just a family moment, it is a symptom. A quiet collapse happening in basements and living rooms across the country. Men are disappearing from each other's lives, and not physically, but emotionally. The infrastructure of male friendship is crumbling beneath our feet. We build digital fortresses while starving for connection. And when the economic floor drops out, there is no one left to catch us. A survey found 15% of men have no close friends at all. That is up from just 3% in 1990. Work and family demands build hard barriers against maintenance. But beyond scheduling, there is a stigma. Men cannot be vulnerable. The passionate platonic bonds of the past are gone, replaced by digital silence. Many guys simply fail to message friends back. To rebuild resilience, we must reimagine these bonds. Real vulnerability is essential to bonding. Without structured spaces, isolation becomes the default setting. This vacuum leaves men vulnerable when other pillars crumble. Yet while social bonds fray, we trust machines to fill the void in our work. Software engineers chase a productivity silver bullet today. The same one Fred Brooks dismissed in 1986. Back then, he identified AI as a potential tool, yet he excluded it because it failed to address essential complexity. Today's large language models resemble the expert systems of that era. They offer suggestions without resolving fundamental mental crafting. Even with so-called vibe coding, the creator's model must be shaped by distinct dimensions. Machines cannot reproduce this. Probabilistic machines lack the distinct dimensions of consideration that human intelligence provides. This reliance creates a false sense of security. It masks the stagnation where genuine innovation should occur. But this technological stagnation hits hardest when money itself becomes unpredictable. The economy was fracturing before geopolitical tremors arrived. By January 2026, relief from disinflation had quietly evaporated. Households braced for impact without warning. Inflation did not cool. It accelerated to 3.47% over 3 months. This ignored the Federal Reserve's careful dance. Stagnation occurred before any new fiscal stimulus could complicate matters. Tariffs drove core goods inflation, argued as structural rather than temporary. This tightening created a brittle foundation. When stability relies on drifting numbers, external shocks become catastrophic. The inability to secure basic predictability means communities lack breathing room. Without financial security, resilience becomes theoretical. I wrote this down 3 years ago. A list of things I needed an apartment for: bookshelves, closets to redo my wardrobe, space for 3D printing and music recording, and a big leather chair for D&D campaign prep, surrounded by books. It wasn't just about furniture. It was about claiming space. In a world drifting toward digital silence and economic fragility, I wanted physical anchors against the drift. A place where creation could happen without interruption, where friends could gather around a table instead of through a screen. We often chase stability in the wrong places when we forget that resilience starts with a room of your own. We survive by accepting structural fragility rather than chasing technological solutions that cannot hold the weight. That's On the Regular for today. Find the essay and sources at Inertia Podcast, Pages, Dev. Until next time.